Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Tuesday, January the 31st, and I am Asha Menon. We have one more day to go for the Union Budget and the market is waiting with bated breath. Let's look at the expectations of some of the budget-sensitive sectors, which are mainly CapEx, infrastructure, consumer staples, and consumer discretionary. In private CapEx, industry insiders believe that the government will announce some incentives to support data storage. With the 5G rollout, there will be more data generated and there will be a need to store user data closer to home. All of these are expected to drive up the need for data storage centers in India. In fact, the brokerage Nomura believes data center capacity will almost double by FY26, that is, rise from 675 megawatt in October 2022 to more than 1 gigawatt in FY26. This demand will be driven by two reasons, according to them. One, increased cloud adoption, and two, a personal data protection law that will require data to be stored and used locally. The next idea that will drive CapEx growth in India seems to be green hydrogen. Why this optimism around such a new idea? Well, for one, India has a national green hydrogen mission. The country has approved a $2 billion incentive to encourage production and use of green hydrogen. India aims to meet 10% of the global demand for green hydrogen by 2030. All of this is part of the country's ambition to be a net zero carbon economy by 2070. According to industry experts, leading energy producers of the country are already on this path. They are ramping up green energy generation and working on energy storage, which we all know is important for the transition to clean energy. In public CapEx, market participants are not so optimistic about the budget announcements for road-related CapEx. They expect government spending on this to be flat, largely. Brokerage Nomura reasoned that the government usually spends on electorally popular measures ahead of the polls. If you recall, national elections are due in May 2024. So the brokerage believes that electorally popular measures are what will be favored, and that means road construction may not pick up in FY24. Nomura pointed to past data that there was a slowdown in road building orders ahead of general elections in FY09, FY14 and FY19. That said, market participants still see the government continuing to boost its spending on infrastructure. Brokerage Jefferies wrote that they are positive on power and transmission, railways, data centers, logistics and metals. Market participants are still confident about the government's commitment to making India a global manufacturing hub. Therefore, the budgetary allocation for infrastructure CapEx has shot up substantially over the past few years. They believe the government will continue on this path. The industry also believes that the government will continue to push infrastructure development and manufacturing-led growth even in this budget. HDFC Securities said that in the long run, India may emerge as an alternative manufacturing hub for global markets. It pointed to multinationals expanding their capacity in India to cater to domestic and global demand. From the industry-facing sector, let's do an about-turn and look at the consumer-facing sectors. That is on consumer discretionary and consumer staples or FMCG. FY22 was a great year for consumer discretionary. People were spending well for paints, quick service restaurants, consumer electronics and so on, unleashing the pent-up demand. The 290 companies that make up the BSE Consumer Discretionary Index posted more than 19% year-on-year growth in sales and 170% increase in net profit. FY23, however, was somber. In the first half of FY23, sales of the same pack grew by merely 3%, while their profits fell by 25%. This was in comparison to the previous 6 months, which ended in March 2022. Prospects of FY24 don't look bright either. Analysts are expecting demand to shrivel under rising interest rates, inflation, weakening hiring in the organized sector, and the waning of pent-up demand. Industry insiders are hoping that the budget will leave more money in the hands of the consumer. They think that this can be achieved by increasing the income tax exemption limit to Rs 5 lakh from the current 2.5 lakh. They're hoping that the standard deduction too will be raised to Rs 80,000 from the current Rs 50,000. They trust the government to continue to support initiatives such as Make in India and the production-linked incentive schemes to boost manufacturing, which will help the sector. They're asking the government to extend the scheme for promotion of manufacturing of electronic components and semiconductors with an increased outlay of Rs 10,000 crore for FY24. They would also like the government to tax goods like fans at a lower rate than the current 18% under the Goods and Services Tax. They reason that fan is an essential good and should be taxed as such. Essential goods are generally taxed at a much lower 5%. In the consumer staple sector too, the companies are concerned about rising inflation. They did pass on the rising raw material costs to the consumers, which meant that they protected their top line or revenue, but their volumes took a hit. Consumers have been moving to lower unit packs and to cheaper, unbranded regional alternatives. To protect margins and retain consumers, companies resorted to shrinkflation. This is when they sell packs at the same price but with lesser volume per pack. This leads to the consumers believing that they are buying the same pack at the same price, but in fact, they are getting less volume for the same price. In the budget, the FMCG companies are hoping to get a breather from the government by leaving more money in the hands of the consumer. Like consumer discretionary companies, these consumer staples companies are hoping that the government will raise the income tax exemption limit. Rural demand had taken a hit last year, so the FMCG companies are also hoping that the government will spend more to support the rural economy through infrastructure projects and through production-linked incentive schemes that will boost manufacturing. They're also hoping that the PM Kisan scheme will raise the income support given to farmers from the current 6,000 per year to Rs 8,000. That's all from us today. Stay tuned to Money Control for more updates on the market. Have a wonderful trading day.